Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 8th of April. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. According to the latest data recorded by the National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies, or Statec, the next indexation of wages, pensions and salaries will very likely take effect in May. Statec found that prices slightly declined between February and March, notably due to falling petrol product prices. Over the year, the inflation rate stands at 1.3%. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has called on EU member states to stay united as they consider countermeasures to US tariffs, saying Trump should be made to understand that escalating trade tensions is not in his best interests. Bettel also suggested that if Trump refuses to negotiate, the EU must consider actions that impact the US. Bettel warned that future taxes on services could particularly affect Luxembourg. The EU is set to vote on a list of countermeasures this Wednesday. China has vowed to fight to the end against fresh tariffs of 50% threatened by US President Trump, further aggravating a trade war that has already wiped trillions off global markets. Beijing announced its own 34% duties on US goods to come into effect on Thursday in a showdown between the world's two biggest economies. Meanwhile, stock markets and oil prices slumped further on a Black Monday for markets as US President Trump stood firm over his tariffs despite recession fears. Both the Dow and S&P 500 finished volatile sessions lower, while the Nasdaq mustered a modest gain. Much worse hit was Hong Kong, which collapsed by 13.2% in its worst day in nearly three decades. Trillions of dollars have been wiped off combined stock markets valuations in recent sessions. Frankfurt fell as much as 10% in early trading before paring back losses to end the day down 4.1%. Due to a train strike at Belgium's National Railway Company, delays and cancellations are expected to affect all trains operating between Luxembourg and Belgium today. The strike is in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. CFL advises that all passengers hoping to travel check the information on CFL's website or app before setting off. And finally, Europe's climate monitor says that global temperatures hovered at historic highs in March, prolonging an extraordinary heat streak that has tested scientific expectations. According to the Copernicus Climate Change Service, it was the hottest March ever recorded in Europe by a significant margin, driving rainfall extremes across a continent warming faster than any other. The world, meanwhile, saw the second hottest in March in the Copernicus data set, sustaining a near unbroken spell of record or near record-breaking temperatures that has persisted since July 2023. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with football, the quarterfinals of the Champions League are starting tonight. Today's games include Arsenal versus Real Madrid and Bayern taking on Inter Milan. Tomorrow, Barcelona are playing Dortmund and PSG are playing against Aston Villa. And in golf, top-ranked defending champion Scottie Scheffler and world number two Rory McIlroy will take a swing at golf history in this week's 89th Masters. Scheffler, the 2022 and 24 Masters Green Jacket winner, seeks his third major title, while McIlroy, a four-time major winner seeking his first major triumph since 2014, comes to the Masters with two titles already won. It's another sunny day throughout the country. After another chilly start with minus temperatures, the mercury will quickly rise to 11 degrees by mid-morning and a balmy 15 to 16 degrees by the afternoon.